I think she is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Good morning, you fancy, beautiful people. It's a Puck. It is the daily Puck Drop here on PuckSports.com. Also on YouTube, if you're listening, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Magnolia Podcast. I don't know. Wherever you find this wonderful show, the Daily Puck Drop, we do it every single day at 10 a.m. You can find everything. The hub of all is at PuckSports.com. Yes, it is the number one dad mug is back. Moving up in the rankings, I think, in dads and Ballard. Shout out quick to the hat. Inner Bay Eagles, junior football team. Eagles going to have another great season coming up in the fall. Hopefully we get ready. Boys will get all prepared there in the summer. Coming up here today on the Daily Puck Drop, the DPD. We'll talk about the M's. Masters is underway. I'm not going to give you a leaderboard update, so because whenever you're listening to this, you're going to be like, well, that's behind, obviously. We'll update you on the Puck the Picker Masters Pool. Seahawks offseason workouts underway. There's a cool story in The Athletic that we want to get to. I'll give you an update on the dog park gate. If you joined yesterday's show on the Daily Puck Drop, O.J. Simpson passed away, a Tybo Rogers update, and a quick thanks coming up at the end to Synthetic Turf Northwest. But again, Daily Puck Drop every day at 10 a.m. On all the platforms. The best place to get everything is at PuckSports.com, but I understand how everyone operates. You are on your little phone, so Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast. It would benefit me greatly if you would rate the show and all of the content, and please leave a comment. That would help me out tremendously. If you're watching on YouTube, I encourage you. It's no more set for kids. Leave comments. I try to answer as many people as I possibly can. Thank you to everyone that reaches out and leaves a comment. So on the YouTube, right on the bottom, just leave a comment, and I'll respond to as many of you as I possibly can. I hope everybody enjoyed yesterday's debut of the live show, Puck's Best Baseball Postgame Show. Old school people know what it did there. We did it live from Toronto after the game. Ryan Divish joined us. He looked like, I'll be honest with you, Divish looked like he was in a holding cell. I don't know where he was doing the show. He has never done the show from a normal spot. First one was what appeared to be a woman's prison, but it was a YMCA in Tacoma. The second stop was a pilot truck stop in Ellensburg. The third visit... well, was that yesterday, the third visit? I can't even remember. I think he did it from another weird place. But yeah, he did it inside the bowels of the stadium, it looked like. That might have been the press box, but I'm not sure. So wherever Divish is taking this in today, if he's watching or listening, safe travels to you, my friend. He's flying back to the Tacoma area via O'Hare Airport, Chicago. So Godspeed to him. But if you watched the live show yesterday, went to YouTube, was supposed to go to X, but this Dumbo radio guy probably screwed something up. So, but at least we linked it out on Twitter. But it was a live stream, 40 minutes or so we went. Yes, the last 5 to 7 minutes was probably just a stream of me and this fat face of screw around on my computer because I, through the other platform, forgot to hit end stream. So I think there was a couple people that caught that. I'm so lucky I didn't say anything or just stupid or pick my nose or whatever. But I hope everybody enjoyed it. We will do more of that kind of live element, especially with Divish and probably Brad. Anytime we get into like a Mariners day game like that, where we kind of want to react right away, or I think there's sometimes even this right here, the Daily Puck Drop, that will go live. Breaking news, because, you know, on the old radio show, we were the breaking news show of record. So if news does break, we'll go live and just react to it right away. That's the beauty kind of this platform, because I can do it anytime, anywhere. In fact, tomorrow, the Daily Puck Drop is going to be coming to you live from the great state of Idaho. We're going to go out there, and my wife's parents got a cabin out there, so we're going to go out and, I say cabin, it's not a cabin, it's the house. I have a house out there. We're going to go and spend a few days there. Essentially, I'm driving 400 miles or 380 to sit down on a couch and just watch golf. I mean, that just seems kind of silly, doesn't it? It just seems kind of odd. My wife's sending me like, hey, let's go do this hike. I'm like, there's no hiking going on. I'm going to be sitting down unless we want to get up at like 5:30 in the morning to go hike. I'm not hiking. I'm watching golf. That's all I'm going to do. So tomorrow on Friday's show of the Daily Puck Drop, but we also will have Divish back on again. I don't know where he's going to be calling from or dialing up from. And then Chris Egan will spread his sunshine and joy. So we talked to you yesterday about the Mariners game. I mean, thank God they won, because there was a lot there that I think a lot of people were going to be upset about with that game yesterday. Again, just the offense one more time, top of the order guys, not having good competitive at-bats, which has unfortunately been a theme this year for these guys. They're not making pitchers work. They're not making starters go deep into games. Meanwhile, the other team is making our pitchers work their asses off. Logan Gilbert on the post-game show yesterday, he was our hero. Yeah, we brought hero and our goat back. I will try at some point to get all of the audio features so we can play those. Still working on that. All right. I'm kind of an idiot. But he was our hero yesterday. Divish went with Cal Raleigh, clearly for good reason, because he was the one that changed the game. And then the offense finally got going in the 10th inning. But they cannot rely just on one inning to kind of help them out. And there was just so many opportunities earlier in that game. Julio leading off with the single, and then it was just down in order. 1, 2, 3. Top of the 9th inning was probably the least competitive inning this year for the Mariners. I mean, their top three guys just go down in order, and it was awful. Just KKK. Just boom, boom, boom. Done. So, but they got the win. They desperately needed it. It still was a bad road trip for them. But at least going home, that long flight, they feel just a little bit better about themselves. They certainly haven't buried themselves. It's 13 games. They're 5-8. They're only 2.5 games back of Texas. Clearly, it's too early to start panicking where you're sitting in the standings. Look at Houston right now. They're 4-9. I guess just the only worry with them is can for a third straight year you do it one more time where you play bad baseball for 2 months and then you're able to kind of flip the switch and turn it around. Now maybe they can. Maybe they can do it again. It's just you're asking a lot of that team to try and do it. And I just think the frustration probably for you all out there, and it's the same frustration I share, is it's not so much the record that bothers me, because I understand how long the damn season is, and I think everybody else does as well. It's just the manner in which they're losing. That's what's concerning. Because it is the same issues with the offense. It is the lack of competitive at-bats. It's the fact they continue to lead Major League Baseball in strikeouts, something they desperately tried to address in the offseason. It's the fact that a lot of us tried to say, hey, yeah, you're making these switches, getting rid of Suarez and others. You're going to take a step back defensively. And people wanted to convince a lot of people, Urias or Polanco, or these outfielders like Rayleigh, Canzone, they are just not good defensively. And I'm not sure how that gets better as the season progresses. I just think that's who they are. The problem with that is I think it's putting and I think we've seen it early on. And I think you've seen the frustration from George Kirby on the mound, which I do think he needs to tone down a little bit. Is that these pitchers are trying to be so fine and so perfect because, frankly, and they'll never admit it, they don't trust the defense behind them. And that's kind of scary, I think, for a starting pitcher. I don't think they fully trust, and why would you? Look at some of the results. I don't think they fully trust the guys behind them to make plays. And so I think their mentality right now as starting pitchers is, well, we've got to do it all on our own. And I think that's a lot of pressure to throw on their shoulders. And that, to me, for them, and we've talked about this a little bit before, their line is so razor thin of them, they have to almost be great to win every single night. They're starting pitching. Like, look at Gilbert yesterday in the finale against Toronto. He's got to be damn near dominant. He can't wiggle at all because right now their offense, for the most part, minus the one inning yesterday, can't pick them up. And then their defense lets them down. But for one game, they were able to kind of rectify that. I didn't think, and we brought it up with Divish yesterday, no way did I think Jorge Polanco was going to make that play. That little blooper out there, was at the 10th inning, right? That went off. I thought for sure that's going to go off his glove. He's going to bobble it. He's going to drop it. And, I mean, the vultures are just going to pounce on this guy. But he made the play, gave their offense a chance to get there in that inning and put up a bunch of runs. But Cal Raleigh just continues to dominate the Toronto Blue Jays. John Schneider, who's the manager of the Blue Jays, who put his foot in his mouth last year when he said, quote, this was after an April 30th game. He said, quote, he's not very tough to pitch to when you execute your pitchers. You know, he's hitting 200. I know he's done some damage against us. He obviously has big damage potential, but he's also got big strikeout potential too. When you execute your pitches, you usually get the job done at the plate. Well, all this guy has done is 7 home runs at Rogers Center, and he's got in 15 regular season games against Toronto, 9 home runs and 16 RBI. So he's beat the crap out of Toronto in his career. They've got an off day today, well-rested, good for them. Get off their feet, regroup. Friday series starts there against the Chicago Cubs, and then they'll welcome in the Reds. I can't wait. I haven't gone to a game yet. I'm going to the Reds game, and this is what – I need a sip of coffee first. Hold on. Thank you. Mouth was getting a little dry. This is what I think baseball needs more of, and they do have some of it. Otani, guys that move the needle. I think Julio moves the needle. I would be interested, you know, for people other parts of the country when they come to town. I bet you there's kids and people that go there just to see Julio, right? Well, Ellie De La Cruz moves the needle for me and moves the needle for my 10-year-old son. I can't wait to get out there and watch this guy play. I'm just going there to watch him, for crying out loud. I want to see him do something special. Excuse me. I want to see him make a spectacular play in the field. I know it would be against our team, but if there's a way the M's can win, but somehow he can hit another inside the park home run, that's what I'm signing up for. I can't wait to go watch Ellie De La Cruz. That will be the series after the Cubs. Friday's game, quick reminder, not on Root Sports, going to be on Apple TV, and everyone's going to bitch and moan about it. Okay, it is what it is. Just get Apple TV. I like their coverage, but I get people who just say, hey, I paid for Root. I want to watch on Root. Totally get it. Bryce Miller will get the start. Hancock will go on Saturday and Castillo on Sunday. Masters is underway. Like I said, I'm not going to give you a scoring update because I don't know when you're going to be listening to this. But coming up later, yet to tee off as we record this, you're going to have Rahm's coming up later, Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Tiger Woods late this afternoon, along with Jordan Spieth early on. Guys are putting up some scores, but it is early on, clearly, in the tournament, and it's underway. It's a little bit delayed because of the weather. It got started this morning with the ceremonial tee shot. Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tom Watson. It appeared they all hit it down the middle. Maybe Jack didn't, but Player looked good, and Tom Watson looked good. And this is the best 4 days for me and for others, but for me, it is. I love the next 4 days. I just sit on my ass on a couch and watch golf, and it's the best. It's just the absolute best. The way it looks, the way it sounds, all of it. All the verbiage, can't call them fans. We got to call them patrons. It's not the back nine. It's the second nine. It's just, and I know how much a dork I am about it. I get it. If I weren't a golf fan and I was watching or listening to this, I would be like, you're a nerd. I know, but it's just, I don't know. I just love it. I love it to death. They finally admitted, I had a buddy of mine, shout out to the Magnolia Belly who sent this to me. CBS, I think, finally has admitted that the bird noises that you hear all the time are fake. I knew it. I knew it forever. I knew it wasn't real. Because when I went there back in 16, miserable because that was the year Danny Willett won and Jordan Spieth choked it away in 12. It was great, but I would have liked to seen Spieth win, okay? Not Danny Willett. I was like walking around. I remember turning to my buddy Chris and I said, hey, where are all the birds? Like when you watch it, all you hear is these birds. No birds. CBS finally admitted they faked the bird noises in there. Puck to Picker Masters Pool. Good luck to everyone that signed up. We got great numbers. Bill said it was just a huge turnout. Thank you so much for signing up. We'll do it again for the other majors as well. So good luck to everyone that signed up on it. A reminder for you, everyone that's playing, the prizes, $150 to John Howie Steak gift card, first place. Second place, $75 at Georgetown Brewery. And third place, is a $50 gift card to Flat Stick Pub. Seahawks offseason workout underway. Geno Smith, Tyler Lockett met with the media the other day, talked about the transition. Geno talked about how, God, it was so weird and disheartening when Pete Carroll got fired because of how much he meant to him and what he meant to the team in general. And, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, I think, for all those players that it's going to be a tough transition, right? I mean, they love that guy as a head coach. I mean, Pete Carroll was everything to them. And the funny thing is they both talked about it, is that the biggest change for these guys was the fact that the basketball hoop wasn't there anymore, that they took out the basketball hoop. But I also think it was pretty cool just how both Geno Smith and Tyler Lockett talked about those guys and talked about how, you know, how much those lessons from Pete Carroll meant to those guys. Because, you know, the thing is like, those guys wouldn't be in the position that they are had Pete Carroll not been a major influence on them. So I thought it was pretty cool to hear those guys talking about him. And then also here, I think it was Nwosu, who also just talked about, you know, where Mike McDonald is, you know, in his career and where, you know, he has in his coaching, you know, build up and his coaching kind of acumen, because, you know, the first time they met him and they talked to him, you know, he was a bit nervous that he's starting to kind of warm up here a little bit and get a little bit more comfortable, which was cool to see. You know, I mean, I think that's the thing we're going to have to kind of guard against Mike McDonald just a little bit, is the fact that he's going to go through some ups and downs, and he's not going to be great at it. And there's going to be some mistakes that he's going to make, and he's going to learn, and there's going to be some growing pains. But I think ultimately he's going to be a good hire, and I think people are going to like what Mike McDonald brings to the table. But they're underway, Seahawks offseason workout and all of that. And so it was good to see those comments there from Geno Smith and Tyler Lockett yesterday. Quick dog park update from Gilman. If you joined us yesterday on the Daily Puck Drop, I yelled it to people to get off the baseball fields because they're ruining the infield. And there's a Facebook group out there. I'm trying to desperately get into this Facebook group called the Gilman Dog Park Group, which they advertise that they take their dogs to a baseball field. Like, how stupid are these people? Like, how dumb are they? Apparently, because I was nice and introduced myself, they have filed a complaint with the Ballard Little League Board. What are you going to complain about? You're breaking the law, you putzes. Your dogs are crapping over the field, tearing up the outfield and tearing up the infield. I've never met a group of people that are dumber than this Gilman Park dog group. If you know someone in this group, the Gilman Park dog group on Facebook, here's what I would do. Disassociate yourself as fast as you can from these putzes, all right? And walk away, because they're idiots. Speaking of idiots, O.J. Simpson passed away today, died of cancer. That news coming out, the 76 years of age. Here's my favorite thing on Twitter. So they put a statement out, does the family, announcing that he passed away. My favorite part is people that, quote, tweet that to say, O.J. Simpson died. You don't say. That's what their message said. Their tweet literally said, O.J. Simpson has succumbed to cancer. And then people are like, quote tweet, O.J. Simpson passed away. Really? I couldn't have read that myself, that he passed away. I mean, people are going to remember him differently, but 99% of the people are going to remember him as a murderer. So, I mean, that's the reality of it. Pro Football Hall of Fame, I think he's still in there, and he still has his stuff up there, but that's what he's going to be remembered for. And ultimately, he should be remembered for that. I mean, people are going to get this debate, what he did on the field. I mean, I get what he did as a player, but he wiped that all out, what he did off the field. And I was talking to my wife about it. I feel like that whole incident that happened back in the 90s, That was, it felt like the birth of reality TV, because people watched that. They were glued to their television set to not only watch the chase, which was happening during game, was it game six? Game seven? Game five? Was the NBA Finals? Rockets, Knicks? I mean, they had a split screen of showing the game and then the car chase. And I think it was halftime or during the game, Bob Costas had to come on and talk about it. I mean, this is the NBA Finals, and they're breaking in because that was the bigger story. That's what everybody was focused in on. And I think TV executives and the media, when they saw that, they realized the power of just like reality television, the trial, the characters that came out of it. That was the birth of it. And it's weird because of the Kardashian family associated with it, Robert being one of the lawyers, and then now what's going on with his family. But yeah, it's... that's what he'll be remembered for. And it's just what a weird, just an unbelievable fall for that guy. I mean, he was not only a great football player, but when he made the transition, he's probably one of those first athletes, not the first one, but one of the more successful athletes that made that transition into broadcasting and then to movies. And I mean, he was a huge star. And then that happened and obviously changed kind of the course of his life there forever. The Tybo Rogers update, the University of Washington running back who was was accused of two counts of rape. There's another incident that is out now that he assaulted a bicyclist here back in March, a 21-year-old Shoreline Community College. A kid assaulted him because he was the Rogers and another teammate. They haven't identified the teammate. Was upset that he was riding his bike in the street, and so they were honking at him and being aggressive with him. This guy on the bike, and again, all bicyclists don't do this ever, made a gesture or spit at them, and then they chased him down. They chased him down a flight of stairs when he got off his bike, and they followed him when they got out of their car, and then beat the crap out of him, apparently, or slapped him, bloodied his lip, broke his glasses, threw him on his bike, and all that kind of stuff. It's interesting. It's interesting because after the second incident, the police report in their write-up said, we don't agree with him being out or being let out on bail because we think he'll do another violent incident again. And then he did it in March. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on with this story. It's disgusting, all of it. To me, what it reads like, I wouldn't be shocked if there are more incidents with him. I just reading those two. They're very similar in his MO, what he allegedly did to both victims. And something tells me maybe that this isn't the only time that he's done something like this. Just the way that the pattern of it is. Here's the other thing I'll say about it. Coaches can suspend players anytime they'd like. They do not need Upper Campus to make that call. That narrative is not accurate. Coaches at any time can suspend a player. This is not an Upper Campus call on when a coach or a play or a head coach or an athletic director wants to suspend somebody. They can suspend a player whenever they want. Okay? Understand that. And also understand it is not Upper Campus's call whether the kid plays in a game or not. That is the head coach's call. That was Kalen DeBoer's call. That was Ryan Grubb's call. That was not Anna Marie Casse or anybody else in the athletic department. Based on the Title IX, yes. But playing time, knowing what they knew and all of that, that is a coaches, just because people are getting confused. Coaches, anytime can suspend a player, anytime they'd like, for whatever reason they come up with. You see it and hear about it all the time. So don't. There's too many of this narrative coming out there that it was out of the control of out of the hands of the coaches. It was not. It was not out of the control of the coaches. That is just simply just not accurate. All right. But we'll continue to follow that story. I would read Christian Capel on Montlake. Christian has been all over it. Great stuff there from Capel. As you get ready for the Masters today, I will say this. I want to thank SyntheticTurfNorthwest.com one more time. Brand new lawn in our backyard with a putting green, three-hole putting green that is fantastic. Been out there preparing for the Masters. Imagine I'm winning a green jacket, which will clearly never happen because, one, I'm not a professional golfer, nor am I good, all right? Don't hesitate. Visit SyntheticTurfNorthwest.com right now. They are offering 0% interest for up to 18 months with no money down. Give him a call, 425-788-0718. You can check out the lawn and putting green they did for me on my social media channels. It's on Twitter and Instagram, Puck2040. All right, coming up today, Thursday football show. Rob Staten stops on by. Brought to you by Superior Linen Service. Mike Garofolo will stop on by Hartley and Hartley Insurance Dogs on Fox Island. We'll get news and notes from Garofolo. We'll look at Rob. He's got the latest mock draft up there with the Seahawks. He did a seven-round mock draft, this guy. He's a machine. He's a cyborg. So we'll talk to Rob about the draft. It's a few weeks away. Storylines surrounding the Seahawks. And then for Garofolo, news and notes around the NFL. It's our Thursday football extravaganza show. We'll talk to you soon. As always, we promise to be back.
No shoes, no dice.
Would anybody like to smoke some pot?
Yeah.
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you. But you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for?
We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!